The Bible is absolutely clear. In addition to the Ten Commandments telling us not to lie, not to bear false witness, Psalms 120 verse 2 says, "Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues." Then Proverbs 6:17 says, "Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood." Sounds like when you have pride, haughty eyes, you are easily going to lie, have a lying tongue, and you might finally, in defense of your lies, end up murdering. That's exactly what happened to King David. Then Genesis 49:14, Isaac is a raw-boned donkey lying down among the sheep pens. Now that's not the lying that I'm talking about. But we are discussing having false testimony, and it is something that we have to. I think, and it's called a lying tongue. Proverbs 21 verse 6 is, "A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare." That is corruption. Corruption gives you a fortune, big money, made by a lying tongue. And the conclusion by God is, it's like fleeting paper. It will come and disappear. It's not really yours. It brings you a curse. And I think it's important to be aware of it, even as you seek to make money. I think it will be important for you to remind yourself that if you have made money out of a lying tongue, there will be trouble. Psalm 1 verse 18 says, "Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous." What motivates people to lie? Pride, again, according to Psalms 1. And sometimes it's contempt. When you do not have any value for the person you are dealing with, you easily tell them a lie, which will be a problem to yourself, because in the end God punishes those who give false testimony, and it's quite an issue. So as we conclude on this commandment about lying, I think you need to understand it's a terrible thing, number one, because it's a sure way of booking your place in hell. But number two, you will suffer consequences here on earth, just like King David. But number three, it hurts many people. It hurts others. You become a social menace. Let us learn to live the truth.